Good morning, Nachum. Good Erev Shabbos, everybody. Tomorrow we have the privilege of reading Parshas Ekev. According to the Chinuch, Parshas Ekev contains 8 mitzvos, 6 positive mitzvos, and 2 restrictions. And among those positive mitzvos, the Chinuch follows his Rebbe, the Rambam, and the Rambam counts from this week's Parsha the mitzvah of La'avod Hashem Yisborach b'tfila b'chol yom. One of the 613 mitzvos is to daven every day. And that comes from this week's parsha, Uli Avdo b'chol levavichem. Okay, now, among the mitzvos found in this week's parsha is the mitzvah of Birkas Hamazon. The Torah teaches in this week's parsha of Ekev, V'yochalta, V'sovata, Uveirachta. One should eat, one be satiated, and bless Hashem. Now, how important is this mitzvah? And the answer is very. And because of that, it being such an important mitzvah, and unfortunately, it is neglected. The Chidah, in his commentary on the Zohar teaches that whoever recites and is careful with Birkas Hamazon to recite it with a sense of carefulness, devotion, understanding, this is a way of an insurance policy that they would have their mizonos, their livelihood, in kavod. And indeed, this is how the chinuch ends mitzvah 430, he says, Kach mikabel ani merabosai. This is what I have heard from my teachers. Shekol hazohir b'birkas hamazon. Whoever is careful with the recitation of Birkas Hamazon, mizonosav mitsuyin lo b'kavod. Same thing. Your parnasa is going to come to you with dignity all your life. Now, listen carefully. The Chidah brings the following pasuk. The pasuk comes from Mishlei, Proverbs chapter 10, pasuk 22. And the Chidah understands the pasuk in the following way. The pasuk reads, Birkas Hashem hi ta'ashir. It is the blessing of God that gives one their wealth. As it says earlier in the parsha, you dare not think and dare not say, Kochi v'otzem yadi, asali esachayel azeh. You dare not say that it is my greatness, my wisdom, my initiative, my, which has, quote, given me all this wealth and prosperity, but rather, v'zocharta, and this is chapter 8, in this week's parsha, pasuk 17 and 18, v'zocharta, you shall remember, Hashem Elokecho, ki hu hanosein lecho koach lasos choyol. He is the one that has given you the ability to be successful. And the targum on this pasuk is so powerful. The targum says, you should remember Hashem, because who is the one who yohev loch Eitza. He's the one that put that idea in your mind, the Mikne Nichsin, to invest in this or that, to make this deal, that deal, and don't think, or because you know this one and that one, all this is orchestrated from on high. So going back to our pasuk in Mishlei, chapter 10, pasuk 22, Birkas Hashem hi ta'ashir. It is the blessing of God that gives a person their prosperity and their success. V'lo Yosef Etzev Ima. So Poshep Shat means that, and all your additional work and sweat on the job is not going to give any more. Like we're taught in the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, that on Rosh Hashanah, Mizonosav Shal Adam Kitsuvim, how much we're going to earn for the year is allotted to you. And don't think that you can, quote, beat the system. Meaning, if I work harder, God forbid, I don't go to tefillah, because after all, I have to make a living. God forbid, a person is going to work on Shabbos, and they think that they're going to make more money because they're working on Shabbos. If they only realized and they only knew this pasuk, V'lo Yosef Etzev Ima, it's allotted to you, and all that you're going to try harder, you're not going to succeed anyway. So work with the system, and obviously keep Shabbos. But now, the Chidah has a different, additional understanding to this pasuk. He says, Birkas Hashem, the bracha that comes from the Torah, and there's really, aside from Birkas Kohanim, there is no bracha that one is obligated to recite from the Torah. All the brachos that we recite, be it Birchas Nenin before we eat, the bracha after we eat, but not Birchas Hamazon. The idea of before we do a mitzvah, Birchas Mitzvah, Shevach Vodah, all the blessings are rabbinic except for Birchas Hamazon. So watch, says the Chidah, Birkas Hashem, Birkas HaMazon, Hi Ta'ashir. This is what is going to give you your success by your reciting Birkas HaMazon cheerfully. V'lo Yosef Etzev Ima. But don't do it in a begrudging, sad manner, meaning don't rush through the Birkas HaMazon. Ask yourself, everybody, a Shabbos meal could take an hour and a half or more. The company is good, the food is good, the Zemiros is good, the Divrei Torah good, everything is good, and you enjoy the Shabbos meal. How long does the Birkas HaMazon take? And the answer is one big ouch. That too often it is done too quickly, that a person just mumbles the words outside. Read it. Recite it from a bencher, from a sitter. Recite it, and then you have a chance by looking at the words and focusing on the words and understanding the words. The more that we recite the Birkas HaMazon with happiness and joy, the more we are promised that it's a two-way street. We have connected with Hashem. Now, I'd like to talk for a moment and share with you an interesting insight regarding the four brachos of Birkas HaMazon. First of all, it's really not four, but three plus one. What does that mean? The first three blessings are biblical. What does it mean, biblical? It means that the theme of the first three blessings, the text is not found in the Torah, but from the Torah and the pasuk that we began with, V'yochalta v'savata uveirachta, it's Hashem Elkecha al ha'aretz hatova, based upon these words, the Gemara in Brachos 48b teaches that, number one, the first three brachos are De'oraisa, the theme from the Torah, and the last one, Atova Meitiv, was composed by the Chachamim. Okay? That's one of the reasons why we say Amen after the third bracha. B'nei Barachamav Yerushalayim Amen. Sfardim have a tradition that they say Amen after a series of brachos all the time. So, when they finish the real Sfardim, the Shmona Esrei, which is a series of brachos, originally 18, now 19, they say Amen after Mevarech Zamo Yisrael Bashalom, because that's a series of brachos. They're going to say Amen after the bracha of Yishtabach. Why? Because Baruch She'ama begins and Yishtabach ends, quote, that short but series of brachos. Now, that being said, let's understand something. The Gemara goes on to say, let's look at each bracha. who composed the bracha. So the first bracha, says Rav Nachman, is that Moshe is the one who authored and instituted the first bracha of Birkas HaZon when the man came down. Whoa! They realized that their nourishment came from Hashem. So just as in the time of Moshe and the man, that it was clear that Hashem was the one who was sustaining all, so too today, it's not Motzi Lechem Min HaShamayim, but it's Motzi Lechem Min HaOretz, and just as Min HaShamayim is woe, so too Min HaOretz is no less of a woe. So Moshe composed the first bracha. The second bracha comes from Yoshua, when he brought Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So what does it say? No delecha, al shenchata levoseinu eretz chemda tovar chova. So that makes, quote, good sense. The third bracha was David and Shlomo. They instituted the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, quote unquote, builds Yerushalayim. And David expressed and added Yisrael Amecha and Yerushalayim, and Shlomo added the Bayis HaGadol VaHaKadosh, which is the Beis HaMikdash. So David and Shlomo is the third bracha, and they thanked Hashem for the Beis HaMikdash, for Am Yisrael, Malchus Beis David, and that's in the bracha of Bunei Yerushalayim. And the fourth bracha this past Tuesday was Tu Ba'av, and the Gemara tells us that the fourth bracha was composed by Chachmei Yavne because the many thousands of dead of Beitar were finally given to, number one, they didn't decompose, Hatov Shelo Esrichu, Hametiv Shenitan Lekfura, that these tens of thousands of Jews were miraculously not decomposed and they were finally given to burial. Now, very interesting. If you think about it, these last two brachos really could have, should have been different in terms of who's composing what. The third bracha, which is David and Shlomo, who had Yerushalayim, who had the Beis HaMikdash, they should have said, Hatov HaMeitiv. Whoa, thank you Hashem for being so good to us and giving us Malchus, Beis HaMikdash, etc. And the fourth bracha, which was after the Churban HaBayis and the destruction of Beitar, the Chachmei Yavne should have said, Bunei Yerushalayim, please Hashem, build Yerushalayim. Why is it, so to speak, just the opposite? It should have been David saying Hatov HaMeitiv, and we should say for the fourth bracha, we're so down in the dumps, we should say Bunei Yerushalayim. Okay, here we go. I heard from one of my Rabbeim a beautiful answer. And what are we being taught? David and Shlomo are teaching us with Bunei Yerushalayim, don't be overconfident. Don't think that just because you have it today, Magiali, I'm going to have it tomorrow, I'll have it the next day. No, each and every day, thank you, Hashem, for what you have. Bunei Yerushalayim. And the fourth bracha of Hatov HaMeitiv, oyayay, this was after the dead of Beitar were buried, so the people were exceedingly despondent. Ah, comes along Chachmei Yavne, and they teach us, don't be over despondent. Hatov HaMeitiv, know that Hashem is good, and He extends His goodness to all. This is such a powerful, important lesson to us. We're living in such difficult, trying times, especially in Eretz Yisrael that I just came back from. This past Monday, there was an incredible miracle that we saw. Namely, Lo Aleinu, a suicide bomber, was about to go into a shul with over 200 people davening, and he stopped outside to set the arm on button on that the explosive and Baruch Hashem, instead of setting his timer to go off in another minute, he pressed the right button, Baruch Hashem. He killed himself. A passerby on a bicycle was injured, but that's it. 200 plus people were saved. Baruch Hashem, we see the many, many al tiftach peh, but the so many missiles that have been sent and rockets, and thank God, no damage. We see open miracles. So on the one hand, yes, do we have a strong tzahal? Yes. But we dare not be overconfident. We dare not think that this is where our Yeshua lies completely. Yes, we need an army, unfortunately. We need to do the ishtadlus. But in lono lemisha'ein, elu alavina shebashamayim, we have to realize, and where is our Hatzlacha coming from? So these two very important messages are being taught from the Birkas HaMazon. We dare not be overconfident, nor chas v'shalom can we be in a state of despair. Remember, that cup, is it half empty? Is it half full? We are to focus on it being half full. The half that we provide and what he see that he provides, and the Birkas HaMazon teaches, the more that we recite it and get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha, the more he responds to us with positivism. I wish everybody an enjoyable Birkas HaMazon and a Shabbat Shalom to all.